following the submission of a petition which exceeded 3,000 signatures in respect of Flockton Bypass, a petition debate shall now take place. I shall invite the organizer of the petition, Mr. David Rowling, to make a representation to the meeting for a maximum of 5 minutes, and then the council may debate the petition for a maximum of 15 minutes. So, go ahead, Star. Yeah, thanks.
David Rowling, on behalf of the Flockton Bypass Group. The petition calling for a bypass for Flockton is soon to be debated. Calls for such a road have been going on for over 80 years. I quote Councillor McBride from our previous meeting. I've been dealing with this problem, believe me, for 50 years. 50 years, yet still the saga continues. How much longer before we have a final solution? Many intermediary attempts to improve matters in Flockton and surrounding areas have met with mixed success, including the recently introduced 20 miles an hour zone and revised weight restriction orders. The virtual total lack of visual enforcement does not help. Two brief visits by the police, in fact, in almost 6 months, despite assurances to the contrary. Flockton is out on a limb. We await results of summarised data from recent traffic and speed counts, but whatever shown will have no real bearing on the issues themselves. Many still speeding, some overtaking on the narrow road, even when approaching bends being reported. A speed limit means nothing to too many, unfortunately, whatever it is. The weight restrictions and subsequent diversions, necessities due to the road's shortcomings, are not welcomed by our neighbours. The recent tightening of the RTO has caused further annoyance, as they have seen rising numbers of larger vehicles passing through their areas. This has been confirmed at meetings with several local parish councils, especially in the Sittlington region of Middlesdown, Overton, Netherton and Harbury Bridge. They are now fully supportive of the calls for a bypass, as are the Denbighdale and Kirkburton councils. Add this to support within Kirklees itself, as mentioned by Councillor McBride, along with that of MPs Paula Sherry from Marycrea and from our three Kirkburton ward councillors. Cross-party agreement here. Working and supporting as one must surely be beneficial. Wakefield Council also agreed that there are issues in these areas. The only opposition from those groups, quite interestingly, was from two parish councillors who reside literally just off the road across to Cooper Bridge, which we hear could possibly be adversely affected by a bypass. Could be. Similarly at Waterloo, Councillor McBride ward, as we know. We recognise there are issues there, but certainly not 10 times worse, or that 20 other places have as many very similar problems, by the way. The varying road dimensions through Flockton are so much different to most other places, and undoubtedly to those at Waterloo. It is certainly not fit to act as a major A road. We have already seen changes made to costly plans for improvements elsewhere. We also hear that many properties will be affected. We hear about the proposed North Kirklees orbital route being a priority case, yet also hear that it could be 15 to 20 years before anything becomes of this. We know some traffic cuts a corner by using the A637 Barnsley Road and either goes through Huddersfield or via Cooper Bridge. We realise that new roads are costly, but a short 2 km bypass will be quite straightforward, almost certainly without any loss to properties. We see plans put forward for improved links to the M62, yet nothing, apart from the NKOR, for the M1. Is there data available to show how many would use this route, and whether such a road would reduce traffic through Flockton and nearby significantly, if at all? If so, this could even have a reverse effect on speed reduction and safety in the village, with many still using it. Having spoken with hundreds of drivers when gathering support for the petition, we found that a large majority were reasonably local, not from further afield. We realise funding often relies on developments requiring a better infrastructure, and that those ongoing in Flockton would not be seen as sufficient to warrant the expenditure on a new road. But shouldn't other criteria come into play here? One example, Flockton is a rural area, although others mentioned a semi-rural. We regularly see many runners, ramblers, cyclists and horse riders even, braving the road. May 17 saw the WCHAR being introduced. Has this been investigated for any potential funding? Another quote, it will provide much needed improvements for pedestrians while still improving traffic flow through the area. The key requirement for receiving funding from the WYCA, the revised plans for Home Firth. Presumably, there will be knock-on effects from improvements here on the road to and from Huddersfield.
30 seconds.
Or 80 years. A problem for far too long. One you can help solve when others haven't. We call for a concentrated effort, with all mentioned working as one, for a final solution. A bypass for Flockton. A relief for so many.
Thank you, Mr. Rowling. Councillor Bolt.
Councillor Smith. Council meeting, we had a really good cross-party debate on the issue of homelessness, and I found myself agreeing with some colleagues from other groups who chose to speak thoughtfully about the issue and not to descend into partisan party politics. It made me realise that there are many things we can achieve in this chamber if we stop and think for a moment, that no one political group has a monopoly on good ideas. And actually, we can achieve much more when we think of the good of our communities instead of trying to score political points. The debate about the Flockton bypass typifies what we can achieve if we think as a group of Kirklees councillors about what is the best approach for Flockton and the surrounding area. When we do so, we will also realise that this issue is not just about Flockton and its immediate neighbours. It also affects the residents in many Kirklees wards. Many areas are affected by traffic on Wakefield Road and Lyley Lane and ultimately Barnsley Road. I doubt anyone present would disagree with the need for a bypass. We've already heard both this evening and in previous debates about the real road safety issues for pedestrians, including school children, about the traffic, about the narrow pavements, about the narrow roads affected by large vehicles. It is clear that this road is no longer fit for purpose, especially when you consider the effect of other major road schemes which will be coming in the future. Let us not forget this council passed a motion last year which placed a duty on all of us to consider the impact of any major road scheme on traffic in Flockton. The Cooper Bridge scheme, in whatever guise it is finally built, will undoubtedly have an effect upon traffic in and around Flockton. It will lead to an increase of traffic using Lyley Lane. The possibility of a North Kirklees Orbital Road will not address the issues in Flockton. It will not reduce the need for a Flockton bypass. Moreover, it is far from clear that this will ever be built, as the West Yorkshire Combined Authority see it not as ready or facing significant barriers. So the main issue facing this council, in my opinion, is not is this worth doing, it is how do we make it happen. There are funding streams available from central government, both in the major roads network funding, but also earlier this summer, the Department for Transport has released £348 million specifically for projects to reduce congestion on major roads. We need to be having discussions between the Kirklees Cabinet with ward councillors and the West Yorkshire Combined Authority to look into the ways in which we could build a consensus among various different stakeholders to firstly commission a feasibility study and then to actually start building the thing. To do this, all we need is agreement from the members present in this chamber that we will work towards a common goal together. We already have a huge amount of support from the community in Flockton, as you already heard this evening, and beyond. We've spoken with councillors and residents from neighbouring areas within the Wakefield City region who are supportive. We have cross-party support from prospective parliamentary candidates from the Conservative Party and current Labour MPs for both Dewsbury and Wakefield. One of our own Labour councillors joined Councillor Taylor and I at a recent demonstration which was covered on the local television news. So my final point is a plea to all members of council. We know that there is a case for this bypass to be built. We know that it will be a challenge to gain both the necessary approvals and funding to do so. But please, can we work together to make it happen? Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor McBride.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think we're all aware that there is a serious problem here, as in many other places. The saga of the Flockton bypass continues, notwithstanding numerous efforts since 1974 to respond to the pinch point which this represents. In 1998, traffic calming was introduced and signals were upgraded. In the last 6 years, various measures have been introduced to manage speeds and improve local safety, including a new zebra crossing and modification to signing and lining on the approach and through the village. The narrow footways and proximity of heavy vehicles makes it feel unsafe to walk in the footways, but the perception of danger is not reflected in the accident figures. Nonetheless, the perception and fears are relevant. Last year, at this time, I visited residents and representatives of the parish together with our most senior highway safety officer. Subsequently, we agreed to introduce a 20-mile-an-hour zone to re-advertise the weight restrictions, make all signs more visible, and review all signage following police recommendations. Most recently, we're reviewing the impact of the 20-mile-an-hour zone. With regard to more significant measures, a scheme was submitted in 2014 as part of the West Yorkshire Transport Fund. It was rejected by Region as insufficient in benefits by comparison with other schemes in Kirklees and West Yorkshire. A similar scheme was submitted to Transport for the North a couple of years later for inclusion in the preferred list of projects, again rejected for similar reasons. We did consider Flockton with regard to the more recent Pinch Point Fund, but the Department of Transport wouldn't allow it to be considered. So in short, for the future, we can only seize on funding opportunities which will always be measured by comparison with comparable problems elsewhere, both within Kirklees and within West Yorkshire. Meantime, remedial action will be smaller scale and localised, reviewing existing measures. This is not a statement of indifference, it's a statement of just being honest. Certainly prepared to work with the parish, certainly prepared to work with fellow councillors in the district. But within the resources and the availability of funding that we have, we will do what we can. And I think we're really genuinely trying.
Thank you, Councillor McBride. Right, we've only got another 5 minutes left because we've already used 10 minutes, and I know we've got quite a few speakers, and I won't be able to bring you in. So we'll just have one more, and if it gets to 7 o'clock, I'll have to stop and go to agenda 15. Yeah. Okay, is that okay?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm afraid the cat's come before the horse a little bit here. I will not say over much. The good people of Flockton, I've heard some 85 years of talk. It's now time for action. Not platitudes, not sympathy, not condescension, not empty hand-wringing. Real and meaningful action is the only thing that will suffice. This debate is not about what some people in Flockton want. It's about what the village needs. There's broad cross-party agreement that the traffic problem in Flockton is dire and action is overdue. We have support from the Labour MPs of Dewsbury and Wakefield. There is support representing all shades of political opinion from Sittlington, Denbighdale and Kirkburton Parish Councils. The three Kirkburton ward members, myself included, are fully supportive. Indeed, Mr. Mayor, the only conspicuous lack of support for action in Flockton emanates from this administration. I do not suggest that there is an easy or cheap solution to Flockton's problems. If there was, then I have no doubt it would have been found and implemented long ago. Our predecessors were not stupid. They saw these issues clearly. Nonetheless, they repeatedly failed to act effectively. It looks to me as if the political will to tackle this difficult problem has for long been missing. I know that there are some who believe that this route or that one for a bypass would inconvenience them personally. I know that there are fears that traffic problems in the Wakefield villages adjacent to Flockton could be exacerbated. It will be necessary to negotiate the best possible settlement of the different perspectives. This is really, it's a regional, not merely a Kirklees issue. It goes cross-border. With this in mind, I say it is time for this administration to channel the sentiments of late President Kennedy. We choose to do these things not because they are easy, but because they are hard. The easy choice for this council is to do nothing. To let the people of Flockton continue to stew in a fog of traffic fumes. To leave the children to struggle to school alongside a dangerously overcrowded road. To insist that the villagers continue to live amidst a never-ending stream of traffic. That's the easy thing. The hard choice is to actually do something to tackle the problem. I'm with President Kennedy on this one. We need to do the hard thing. Without political direction from Cabinet and ultimately this council, care leaves officers are hamstrung. They can see the problems but are powerless to act without Cabinet approval. They cannot make plans without a clear directive from Cabinet. It's a very old but nonetheless very true adage that failing to plan is planning to fail. Well, the time has come now for this council to start planning to succeed in solving the traffic problem which has flocked them. Will the leader or his deputy now give the council a firm assurance that officers will immediately be mandated to begin researching the necessary plans? I know they can't do them overnight. Will Cabinet begin work forthwith on preparing a bid for funding for a Flockton bypass? Will they, Mr. Mayor? Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Aylmer. So, thank you very much for everybody's contribution. We'll go to item 15 now.